Hey, welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, coming to you live tonight for the first time on not only bbsradio.com, but also over the Internet in a live Mogulus broadcast that you can actually pick up and you can watch not only on bbsradio.com that has embedded the signal, but also on the website, the special website that I prepared that is a tribute to the great revelation that love is 528 frequency hertz. So if you go to www.love528tv.net or love528tv.com, you'll actually also see a website that's been put up based on the Mogulus system. Now, why did I do that? Well, I did it not so that you could look at my beautiful face, or should I say handsome face. I did that so essentially that you would be able to see what we're now capable of actually doing. We're actually capable of broadcasting, like a television studio would broadcast wonderful video as well as audio simultaneously, internationally, and this is all leading up to Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water. So what a wonderful blessing this is. You know, we're really so thrilled, so honored to be a part of making history. And that's what this event, LiveH2O.com, and .org, www.live.h2o.org, is really all about. It's about making spiritual history. It's about fulfilling Bible prophecy. It's fulfilling also Native and Aboriginal prophecy. It's essentially delivering planet Earth back for the love of God to the Creator. And that's essentially what we need. And I'm sure that if you've had your eyes open and your ears open as well, you can hear that there's not too many species that are pleased with what human beings have done to Mother Earth. And then there's also a problem with what we've done to ourselves, with so many of our family and friends dying of cancers and so many other illnesses. There's something definitively wrong. Well, not so from the global industrialists' perspective. In fact, it's highly profitable to see populations being decimated by plagues, by pestilence, by dehydration and starvation. It's a way for population reduction. And the truth of the matter is, they're happy because the less of us that are around to have a popular uprising and revolution against the status quo, well, the safer that they feel and that they can continue to do what they're doing. Well, there's a different agenda. There's a different plan that's actually now unfolding worldwide, in fact, universally. That plan is the divine plan. And that plan calls for a restoration, a rejuvenation, resuscitation, and divine anointing of the human, superhuman race. In fact, yeah, we are more than dumbed-down mind-control slaves of the global cartel. We are absolutely, positively, divine, holy children, anointed, appointed, co-creators of a divine source we call Yah or the Creator. So, essentially, we are now being directed. There's a lot of us now, as we grow in multitudes, as we grow beyond the 144,000 destined to sing a new song, in such a way, on the 21st of June, Sunday, June 21st, 144,000 people plus will gather together over this kind of internet broadcasting internationally, joining us in the Concert for the Living Water to sing a new song in such a way as to instantaneously and miraculously deliver this entire planet back insofar as frequency resonance of divinity back to the Creator through the superconductive juice, the Holy Spirit-filled water. That's what Live H2O is. It's a concert for the living water. We recognize the water as being part of the triune God. We honor the water. And that's better than most people, what most people are doing who are flushing their toilets and not thinking twice about how the universal solvent is eliminating their waste. Well, what about what's in your body? 80% of what's in your body is ocean water. And that's vitally important for you to understand. Because in the beginning, there was the Creator. There was the water. Even before there was the Word or even before the Holy Spirit was mentioned in the Bible, you had the Creator and the water existing, coexisting simultaneously, co-communing. In fact, water is part of the triune God. And so this concert, this whole wonderful fulfillment of prophecy is all about honoring the living water. It's about honoring this magnificent creation that we have that sustains us, uplifts us, and actually gives us life. who you are. You are a digital, bio-holographic, precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibration coming out of water. That's exactly who you are. Now, what does that mean? Bio-holographic. You are a digital. That's mathematical. You know that. When you look at a digital clock and it reads, for example, 111, you know it's all one. It's all okay. It's a sign. It's a wonderful sign that many of us in spiritual forces of goodness are advancing now with this kind of communication signaling. Just like in the old days, the natives used to receive messages from birds and from animals. Well, we're now in a digital world, and what has to speak to us sometimes, even it, so be it, the clock, the digital clock. But you yourself are a digital being. Why do I say that? Because in the beginning there was a creator, there was the water, and then the Holy Spirit, Bible says, hovered over the face of the water and divided the water from the water. That division of the water from the water created what in physics is called the quantum field. In the Bible, it's called the dome or the firmament or the ether, into which that special place was sent the word, sound, frequency. In fact, I believe it was music. And of course, the works of other brilliant researchers and scientists like Dr. Carl Ball from the Creationistic Museum in Texas also confirms the planets used to sing. You used to be able to hear them, not just simply see their color, but the colors have sound, and the sounds literally are can be perceived by various equipment and even some species. So that the reality is that the sound is word that creates in water. And that sound is electromagnetic frequencies, and that's simply mathematics. So we're dealing with mathematics and physics. When I say that you're a digital, bio-holographic, that means biology and holography coming together. You're a hologram. You're manifesting right here in a quantum field. You're coming together as a crystalline structure. Most of your body is part of the living crystal. Water is a liquid crystal superconductor of energy. Duh, what else is new? Wonderful news that we've got now, revelations divine that are confirmed not simply in Scripture, as revelations from the book of Revelation, for example, but also the field of science and physics and mathematics. Go to this website. If you don't believe me, if you want to have absolute certainty that I'm telling you the truth, go read Vic Showell's work. We just put up a 108-page magnificent thesis on this full measure of understanding of how cosmology is related to sacred geometry, and it's all math. There is a musical, mathematical matrix that is creating you right now. It's called the kingdom of heaven in the religious world, and it's called the word, which is sound, which is frequency, which is math, which is this matrix that is the technology of creation, that creationism. And so this is, I recommend you go to a website. It's www.love528.com. www.love528.com will get you to this whole section where you can read at the top of the menu. It says Pi, Phi, and 528. Now, many of you watching and listening tonight may know that pi and phi are universal constants. The world of physics operates based on the understanding of pi as a constant and phi as a constant related to the Fibonacci series and all sacred geometry. That's essentially what we're made of. Well, guess what? When you read Vic Showell's work, you realize that pi and phi, like everything else, has been manipulated. It's been manipulated completely, inconsistently with the perfection of the universe and nature, that the Creator created everything in balance and perfect harmony. This is an expression of divinity. That's the mathematical certainty. It's the law. The law is the word, the way, in fact, is the word of mathematics and the music of the spheres. And this is what we're made of, the sacred geometry that resonates us, communes us to divinity. That's what's all the mathematics. So we are the music. You are literally the music manifested in the physical realm out of the spirit, which is energy, which is mathematical frequencies. You get back to this understanding, we're coming out of water as digital, bio-holographic precipitations, like rain precipitates. You know, it comes down from the clouds, and all of a sudden, a small nidus begins to form, and rain coalesces, little drops of molecules of water coalesce around this little nidus that forms a raindrop, and it comes down from the clouds. That's a precipitation, it's called. Well, guess what? It involves water, and you're a crystallization, precipitation of the same incredible spiritual process. Something coming from nothing, or in fact we don't see and hear and taste and smell what that nothing is, but the physicists now and the mathematicians have proven what it is. We're dealing with a musical, mathematical matrix of reality. And so you're a digital bio-holographic precipitation or crystallization, a miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibration coming out of water. And so, literally, this is what creation is about. So if you want to recreate your own body, and or you want to recreate our world, then we've got to turn to the living water. And that's what the concert for the living water is really all about. You'll hear me broadcast every Tuesday night on BBS Radio between now and June the 19th, 2009. That's this summer solstice coming up right now. And you will realize that as we move to this every week that I can, you're going to hear more and more from more and more people about Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water. Tonight we're going to be joined by LA director Nadia Somer again. Nadia, I've asked her on the program tonight not so much to give us any update on what's happening in LA as we stand very patiently awaiting for the shoreline commissioners to make a final ruling determination as whether they permit us to have this concert, this magnificent blessing, this unbelievable uplift for humanity's spirituality on Long Beach, on the beautiful Long Beach. And we're waiting that word. I haven't asked Nadia on tonight for that reason. I've asked her on tonight because we spent a wonderful Saturday together with our children, and we talked about what are the personal issues that we've been faced with that I think most of you listening tonight will either have already experienced, are currently being faced with, or will shortly be faced with. So I thought I would ask Nadia on the program tonight to give us a little more personal perspective of how it feels being in her position of responsibility in LA. Before I bring Nadia Somer on tonight, though, let me just give thanks to not only the creator, but also our co-sponsors for this broadcast tonight. I want to thank OxySilver.com. OxySilver.com is a mineral water that has a profound capacity to eliminate all infectious diseases from planet Earth. What a wonderful technology and what a suppressed issue it is that the drug industrialists wish to not have you have available simple silver, nanosilver particle size mineral water that literally conducts 528 hertz frequency, and also in the process of just you drinking it, the electrons on the surface membranes of bacteria and viruses and pathogens and fungi that should not be in your body are literally destabilized and killed. That's simple OxySilver. It is far beyond colloidal silver. Check out OxySilver.com. OxySilver.com is what you should be protecting your loved ones and yourself with today as we enter into this very challenging time where the Bible talks about half to two-thirds of the world's population are going to be decimated, and plagues play a major role in the population reduction, according to the authorities at Centers for Disease Creation. I want to also thank HealthyWorldStore.com. If you have a book or DVD or CD that might help you assimilate this wonderful uplifting information, it might be helpful to you. There are DVDs to help you integrate what I can't do in a simple short hour on BBS Radio, and now on the Internet even, on the love528tv.net. No, it's a lot more information that I can give you in 1 hour. So if you go on to the television studio, either by way of bbsradio.com or love528tv.net. You will find that there's a series of broadcasts played there. There's also lots more on YouTube and Google Video of Dr. Len Horowitz. But if you want to support us and sustain us and learn maximally, because you can only get short segments in YouTube, get the whole nine yards. Get the whole complete DVD set. Start out with the Love Code Seminar Musical Healing Celebration DVD. Love Code Seminar Musical Healing Celebration DVD. I'm getting a message in here. It says our website is down tonight. Well, I don't know what that's about. Too bad for that. I don't know why that would be. But it could be broadcasting. Could be broadcasting elsewhere at another time. You know, you never know. Here we have technical difficulties on an evening where we're supposed to be broadcasting live video, live audio. So quite frankly, I don't even know what's going on right now. But I'm going to take this opportunity to bring in our guest, Nadia Sommer. I wonder if you're listening. Nadia, are you with us? Nope, I guess Nadia is not with us tonight. So let me see if I can reconnect with BBS Radio. Hey there. Are you with us tonight, BBS?
This is Nadia.
Oh, hi, Nadia. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, Len?
I'm blessed, but I think we lost BBS Radio tonight. Are you? Well, no, you must be calling through BBS, right?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm wondering. Hey, Seth in engineering. I don't hear Seth, do you? Yes, he can hear me. Okay. The website is down, he writes, but he can hear us. Yes. All right, so we're on the air. I'm going to assume that we're going to continue here. Hey, Nadia, thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing tonight?
I'm very well, and thank you. Thank you.
Good. You know, I'm sure you probably heard the intro tonight. It's, you know, first of all, from my heart, you know, having spent Saturday with you and heard all the stories that you shared with me and how committed you are to doing what you do for the planet, for humanity, that I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, honestly, sincerely, that you are a hero. You are my hero. You have gone and surpassed everything that anyone could expect from any loving human being. You have surpassed that in the contributions that you've made for humanity through Live H2O. So I want to thank you for doing that, and I want to welcome to the Inside Hour.
Thank you, Len. Thank you.
And that's very sincere, and I want to share with you folks listening tonight, I want to share that Nadia has had a vision, and I wonder, Nadia, if you can kind of like give people a fuller appreciation of why you do what you do. Why have you gone beyond the call of duty? You know, you've given up your whole life. You've given up your jobs, your work, your company, even neglected your children like yours truly. I am guilty of the same offense, you know, for this project that is serving the planet in the most profound way. Can you tell us a little bit about what motivated you to do all this?
Sure. it's actually everybody goes through the life and start, you know, sometimes you just wonder, like, why am I here? What's my mission? You know, you just go back through your life and just think about, you know, you get married and then you have children and then you're, you know, maybe divorced or, like, why am I here? This is so simple. You know, there must be a reason. And I never really found anything significant in my life that I could say, you know, I have done something for humanity or something that would make a real difference. Other, you know, of course, that I have a daughter and that would be, changing a life of someone else. But at the moment when you called me and you asked me to take over the project, I just couldn't say no. And it was just like, it hit me like, oh, my God, this is it. This is why I'm here. This is my mission, and I have to take it and do whatever I can in my life to make it happen. And even though you go through, you know, some bumps over the way, and it's really emotional roller coaster to go through this project, and you fight with ego of other people and your own ego, and you just ups and downs, and you just like try to find a balance and keep going and keep going. And sometimes I was just like thinking why I'm doing it. It's so overwhelming, you know, and life changing. You hear from your friends and from your family, and then you see your, you know, job and financial, and like everything is upside down in your life. But there's something that kept me going, and that was my vision that you just mentioned. I was sitting one night and just like wondering why I'm going through this. And I went to meditation and I asked, you know, I asked God, and then just like wanted to see what is it going to do. And I saw I was above our planet, above the earth. And I saw these people just like projecting love into the water and just uniting with each other, all the humanity, and giving love into the water, and the water holding that energy that covers 80% of our planet, right? And it's 80% of our bodies, and it's in the air and in the, you know, in the universe. It's everywhere. It's universal conduit of energy. And if we take this love, the earth started to radiate in a green color, like beautiful radiant green. And I saw like this radiation was canceling everything negative. It was just like something so beautiful and so positive, so loving, and canceling everything negative, all the cosmic radiation, everything that's supposed not to be around the earth and, you know, around us. And I was just looking at it. It was such a beautiful feeling. And I heard like voices, like I was just like feeling like all the other civilizations looking back at the earth, looking at us saying, like knowing what we have done and looking at it and saying, oh my God, they do have a chance. Like we are not this, you know, pests that are destroying our own planet, you know, that we live on, our own lives, and killing each other and you know, with hate and greed and all the wars and, you know, killing our own planet with, you know, destruction of our, you know, everything living, the water, the plants, the air, you know, all the resources. Is just, it's just, it is such a reward. It is something, and it is something that keeps me going no matter what happens, no matter what happens in the project. It's just, this project is much bigger than anybody's ego, anybody's problems. You know, it's just, I believe it's my mission, and I have to do everything possible in my life to make it happen. That's how good I feel.
Good for you. You know, that's an amazing story. You know, I want to tell folks that are listening that this whole concept of there being a vision that Nadia had of the whole planet radiating this beautiful green color, and as a result of that, essentially everything being healed, that is exactly the mission of Live H2O. That's exactly what it is that we're doing. You see, that green color that Nadia had seen in her vision is the 528 hertz frequency. And the only possible way that that would achieve a maximum radiation impact to literally purge all the negativity from planet Earth, the only possible solution for that is the universal solvent, water, the living water, the superconductive juice. So the concept that we would be coming together and that Nadia would give up her whole life and I would basically give up everything that I'm doing as well in order to literally cause a generation of a frequency vibration by 144,000 loving human beings whose heartfelt loving intention to create lasting peace on Earth, to create world health and universal prosperity, to put that loving prayer into the living water. And in such a way, through this incredible concert, for the first time in history that we have this opportunity now to use multimedia technology to advance this spirituality, this incredible transformation and paradigm shift that everybody wants. Everyone wants not only this transformation, the paradigm shift, the new age, the messianic age, the 1,000 years of world peace. This whole concept is literally part of what you in your heart long for. You and everyone else on this planet that's sane desires to have a living communion, a divine communion with the creator of all of this technology, the creator of who we are. So that's a calling and a longing in your heart to have that divine human communion. Likewise, it's a vitally important thing to have this interpersonal communion where our brothers and sisters, divine, are recognizing each other as such, that we're no longer engaged in judgment of each other or competition instead of collaboration. And this whole concept of unbridled consumption versus production, that is creation, has got to stop, because we're killing ourselves, we're killing each other, we're killing our planet. We're allowing in our conspiracy of silence that literally we're afraid to speak up, and that is killing us, and it's killing everything else on our planet as well. For that to change, we have got to have this concerted, heartfelt, loving intention for it to change. And that intention has got to be placed into the superconductive juice. And so for the way for the planet to maximally vibrate with 528 hertz frequency, this beautiful greenish-yellow color, then what we've got to do is exactly what we've proposed to do with Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water. Again, it's June 19th to the 21st, 2009. And if you are listening tonight, please put it not only down on your schedule, but make it an absolute certainty to announce at your community meetings, at your synagogues and your churches and your mosques. Talk about it. Get out there. Go to your community organizations, your parents' teachers' associations. Go to the Rotary Clubs. Go to all of the community service organizations that you can go to. Call your newspapers. Tell them about the website. Tell them about the press releases. Tell them about the fact that Nadia and I and others who are working with us will be happy to feed them the news, what this is really all about. And that way, then, we're going to be able to be successful in assembling 144,000 humble servants of the Creator who are going to put our heartfelt, loving intention, our prayer, into the living water. To give you a little bit more information about why that's so vitally essential and how powerful it can be, is when you think about who you are the result of a prayer. You're the result of the heartfelt, loving intention of the Creator to make you manifest, because the word spoken created everything. And so this is what Live H2O is calling you to do. It's calling you to take your heartfelt, loving intention, like the Creator did to create us, and put it through a chant and an ah chant in the frequency of 528, which we've now determined is the love frequency of the universe, to put that into the living water. Radiate that superconductive juice with this loving intention and this spirit of restoration. And as a result of that, guess what's going to happen? Even if you're not even paying attention to that weekend and you're not tuned in, because the water of the oceans, when we put this combined signal in, and 144,000 people, humble servants, assemble on this internet broadcast all around the world, and that through the microphones on your own computer, you'll be able to sing and join us in this chant. And that combined signal will go out to many, many venues where there'll be audiences there numbering in the thousands, if not millions. And then those people will likewise sing along, and the combined signal will go further. It will be placed into underwater speakers so that the dolphins and whales are going to hear it, and they're going to join us. Believe you me, that's exactly what's going to happen. Now, if that sounds strange to you, we're going to have Dr. Lisa come on in a program. Also, she's up in Vancouver. She's going to be one of the musicians and performers. She routinely sings with the dolphins and whales. Today, Nadia, I don't know if you got a memo from Maciel Rivas, who is our musical co-director with Dr. Stan Breckenridge, And Missile, first of all, says, don't forget to send her the flyers that she needs for the event that she's going to. But she introduced me today, Nadia, to a musician that works with Metallica and other high-profile celebrity bands. And this fellow, whose name I won't mention until we get absolute confirmation that it's okay, but he was so excited about what we're doing insofar as working with the whales and the dolphins, because that's what he already does. He plays music with them and has actually gone swimming and had a dozen, 13, 14 of killer whales following him as he's playing his music to them underwater that is associated with these divine revelations. And he was telling me that 528 for him was also a major selection, a major favorite, that he's had the best response spiritually, not only in the underwater community, but also on land for healing. So this is the concept of what we're putting together. In essence, on the summer solstice, we're going to be marrying humanity's heart with the creative juice, the living water, using heartfelt, loving intention and the multimedia technologies available to us today for the first time in history. That creative juice then is going to resonate with humanity's love more than it ever has. There's going to be drumming in 528, 4 hours before we actually start chanting and praying in this way. It's going to set up a standing wave vibrating the entire planet with love, with the intention that we basically commune with the Creator and each other as brothers and sisters divine, and literally take response ability for the restoration and the greening and the rejuvenation of our beloved Mother Earth. And then subsequently, as we do that, we're going to be using the universal language, music, to accompany us. Beautiful music all day long on Saturday, the 20th of June. We're going to have the world's most conscious musicians join us. And those folks are going to retune their instruments and their voices to love, to 528. Again, performing with the intention to bring about world healing. And then beyond that, what we are looking at is that the creative juice itself with the water presents us with the universal healer, love. So all your friends and family, the best choice and chance they have for miraculous restorations of their health and extension of longevity is literally in the living water, in this whole live H2O.org concert. And when you realize that your body is mostly water, and there's this resonance, this concept of entrainment, when the ocean starts to resonate with that love, as it surely will, every human being's body all over Earth will likewise pick up that energy frequency of 528 hertz, because love hurts. Love, the frequency of divinity, creativity, genius, actually prophetic wisdom, it's all in 528. Study 528. Love528.com is a great website. Read Pi Phi and 528, and particularly the magnificent contributions of Victor Showell. You will find this absolutely wonderful, uplifting, and amazing, emancipating knowledge, because it is the truth that shall set us free. And the greatest secreted truths in Earth's history, among which these are, have the capacity to emancipate us completely. So this is what we're about. This is what we're doing. Do you now, after realizing what we're doing, think there's any more important job on the planet to administer? No, there really isn't. That's why Nadia has dropped everything in her life and basically supported every possible way she can the Concert for the Living Water, Live H2O. Hey, Nadia, let me also ask you, I know that when we spoke, you likewise reiterated my experience of having the opportunity and the experience of working with people who just kind of like drop balls on you, you know? And, you know, what's that? What was that like? What's that been like for you? And let's go into the lessons in all of this.
Well, completely at the beginning, I was feeling like a little freaked out because I'd never done anything like this before, and I felt alone. and I just started to reach out to people, and you know, I've been too excited when somebody would, you know, talk about helping, and then they wouldn't help. It would just, like, talk me to the opposite, you know. It was like a swing. You are too much excited, and I would, like, cry by happiness, how are people beautiful and helping, and that they are getting it. I would be too excited, and then just, like, realize they're in for, like, wrong reasons, and they are planning to charge money for the event and getting rich, and, you know, and... And then it just, like, would make me cry again, just, like, you know, from the disappointment. So for me, it was mainly about finding the way that the vision that I want to have, you know, that I have for the event, and just, like, keep doing it and don't look right and left and let myself, you know, get too excited or steer myself too much from them. So that was, like, my first lesson, to understand that when I would listen to other ideas and I would start doing it, because one by one I was just getting team bigger and bigger, and as more of us would be sitting in the room, there would be more opinions. And you cannot make everybody happy, right? Everybody has different opinions where it should go. So I would start losing some people right at the beginning, and it would, like, hurt me, because the vision is there, and they would see it differently, and I would see it differently, and I just, like, definitely thought that this event's supposed to be free, and because it's all about loving and giving, and the beauty of the project is that everybody involved on my team, all of the volunteers, everybody's doing it from the passion, from their hearts. This way, this project cannot, you know, fail. But everybody on my team will go, even if I would fall down, they would still go, and they would do everything possible till the end, so they know that they did everything they could for the event. And if it doesn't go, you know, through, okay, but they would know, like, I would know I done anything I could. So this is kind of the people I end up right now on the team. But going through the process and eliminating, you know, from these people around me, it was sometimes really, really hard. And I didn't have experiences as you did that they would really get, you know, ugly, the situations. But they would be hurtful, definitely. And there's lots of ego in the way of everyone, you know, including me. Everybody's, you know, fighting their own ego. But it's very important to realize if you're coming from your heart or if you're coming from your brain. And if you follow your heart, you always know you're doing something right. Because when I started to follow their, you know, guidance, and they would say, oh, we have to do this way and this way, it would just, like, bring me to a place that I didn't really, it wasn't giving me the pleasure and the excitement. The passion was just starting to disappear, and I'm like, this is off track. So I had to find a way of my heart to keep going the right direction, and there is so many lessons in this, you know, in this path, and all these beautiful people coming along and helping, and then you see people that see you as a competition, you know, like, I don't know, some other festivals. They wouldn't, like, really want to help, even though we are not really competing. We should be, like, all uniting together, because we all are trying to make it for our planet and do a difference, right? And I'm inviting them to be a part of it. And sometimes they don't get it. The ego is, you know, in the way of everyone. And I realized just, you know, if it's meant to be, it's going to come. And as long as I hold the space for the project and stay in the love and just follow my heart and passion, I know I'm on the right path. And people are joining, and it's better and better, actually. Just as you're talking, we're getting every day something more exciting coming up. People are contacting us by themselves and want to help with the project. So I'm very grateful for that. for the whole opportunity to work on this project. It changed my life truly to better, even though I neglecting some things and my friends and the family. But hopefully, you know, I try to always explain this is for all of us. And we have 3 months to go. And then, you know, I'll have more than enough time for them to take them on vacation or do something beautiful
right.
with them.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have an eternity then to celebrate, right?
Yeah.
That's the goal, yeah. You know, I took a little bit of notes as you were talking on some of the key issues. You know, this concept of money and ego being this intense, you know, it's got a stranglehold over people's hearts, doesn't it? You know,
mm-hmm.
And even our own, you know, the concept that we're not totally free of this ego, which is the original concept of sin, to be off the mark. Well, if you're not in 5-8, or that means if you're not in love, if you're not in your heart in love, communing divine with the Creator and humanity, each other, our brothers and sisters, and you've got strife and dissonance and fear, such as like fear that you're not going to have enough money, well, gee whiz, you know, you're not, that's not what we're doing here. That's not what Live H2O is about. And I want to acknowledge you, Nadia, because even though I have actually made some decisions about putting money up for some people, to have some people paid, such as John Price, who's just joining us to be the technical coordinator for actual programming to make sure that we have the live feeds going and everybody's going to get the signals, and if we have one that goes down, then he can substitute another. I just felt compelled to do this because, like you, I don't see too many people that don't have their hands out for cash, and quite honestly, I don't want to be irresponsible. So I made a decision that we would donate some of the money that the OxySilver folks are donating to us as a gift to the payment for these types of expenses. But I can tell you that it is, I think, I agree with you. It is against the whole concept of what we're doing in Live H2O.
Yeah.
We should have everybody just say, I'm paying it forward. This is all about paying it forward. This is the greatest opportunity to pay it forward in Earth's history. And so, gee whiz.
Yes, yeah. Because if they do it from their own heart, from the passion, they put their time, their passion, their love, and it's going to show the results. Once you are paid, you're just taking it as a job, and, you know, you find an excuse in doing it or not doing it, or, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
If you have somebody that doesn't fall in love with the project, like, you know, website, you know, guy that I am using, or some, you know, other people that are just helping just to help or that needs to be paid, then they're not going to put love into it, and it's going to show. And
yeah,
all the volunteers,
right.
Because they are not expecting everything, they do it, and just it drives them. They play with the website, with the project, with anything. They just put love to it. And I think that if you pay them, you're going to see it as well. And they are not in line with us. They think differently. They didn't find the passion for it. They couldn't complain. And these are exactly the people that have the ego in the way, because they didn't have the love involved.
Yeah, you know, I've learning lessons as we go also. We're winging this, folks. You know, it's kind of like, gee whiz, what a magnificent project. But nobody's ever done this before. And so it's not easy. And that we're making mistakes. And Nadia's was the first one to say, you know, we want to do this more than just 1 year. We want to go next year. We want to have Live H2O too. And I've actually asked Nadia if she would consider being the executive producer of that, since she's probably gone through more hell dealing with more people and more problems than anybody on the planet, really. So, but, you know, this concept of what this is about is this divine human service. And that, folks listening, this is about serving God directly. This is a prophesied event. All of the Native Aboriginals, the Native Americans, North Americans, Canadian Indians, all of the Aboriginals from Brazil to Australia have all prophesied, the elders have prophesied that there would be an extraordinary event that happens, a concert. And New Testament has it in the book of Revelation, in Revelation 14:1. Imagine that God came to you and said, listen, I want you to put the next 2.5 months into a project that could literally or will cause a complete shift in the love vibration and the capability of humanity to become all that they can be, not simply left with 95% of their brains turned off, but actually open up a heart mind that restores everything, that to live 1,000 years of world peace. If God came to you tonight by Mogulus and BBS Radio and said, you folks listening, you got a shot here right now. Get your act together. Spend the next 2.5 months working your buns off, if that's what's necessary. Get the word out. Herald the great news. Help everybody get to the concert in a participation mode. And then as a result of that, your children and your children's children will know no longer plagues, pestilence, starvation, dehydration. Your planet will no longer be polluted. You will have all of the blessings. The kingdom of heaven will open to you. And that miracle after miracle, your life will become one consistent, ongoing celebration. And it will be that way for generation after generation, for 1,000 years. If God came to you tonight and said, do it. If you don't do it, folks, I'm telling you, God is telling you tonight, do it. We've got a shot here. This is a real happening. It's happening when you really realize the fundamental blessings and the profound revelations and how everything is related to not just mathematics and physics and how it's proven by math and science and physics, but it's also scriptural. It's biblical, and it is a blessing for every single person that is on this planet, whether you're a Buddhist, whether you are into anything, really. This is a blessing for you and your people. Do it. It is a calling, and I place it on your heart. If you're listening tonight and you close your heart to this, you know what? You're going to have a problem, because what we're doing is destined. The entire universe, the entire cosmology is all moving to this part of history whereby this transformation, this spiritual restoration occurs. And if you are not prepared, and if you have not made these preparations and created the provisions for yourself to receive this blessing, if you're blocked, if you're still engaged in critical judgment and fear and dissonance, then guess what? You are going to have a shock to your system when all of this happens. And another piece of evidence is the community, the holy family, the spirit-filled brothers and sisters are coming together now. I'm walking around. I'm meeting them everywhere I go. We're talking the same language. We're on the same page spiritually. We're all having these synchronicities, these miracle after miracle after miracle, where life becomes a constant miracle and a celebration. It's like we said last night when we had this spontaneous meeting at a Mexican restaurant very close by. It's not even the end times. It's not even the last act here. This is now the after party. We are engaged right now in the after party in the end times. For those of us who have already done the homework, for those of us who have already been ransomed, so to speak, we paid our dues, we've been honed and we've been fired and we've been trying to work beyond our egoic limitations to become all that we can be spiritually and be a blessing of love to humanity and serve the Creator maximally. This is what the calling has been for many, many, many people. And it is great news. It is the modern gospel tonight that I share with you. It's the greatest news on earth in history, that the Creator now is moving very, very forcefully right now in our hearts. And that is being translated into all of these miracles that are happening to us. We pray and it manifests. We have an idea and suddenly the phone rings and it's exactly what we were thinking. Or we walk on the street, we happen to say two words to somebody, and like, wow, suddenly we realize we're supposed to be working together and they're part of the Holy Spirit-filled family. This is the kind of evidence you don't need anymore. If you don't want to read Victor Showell's mathematical thesis that we've advanced to show that 528 is the love frequency of the universe, if you want to close your eyes to that, don't close your heart to what I'm telling you tonight. Listen to me, because I'm telling you, the evidence is profound. It's all around. The evidence is astonishing. It's called empirical proof, observation proof that what I'm telling you is true. For those of you who have been long-term Inside Hour listeners, you know what I'm talking about. For those of you joining us tonight who are not fully committed, who have not fully, basically, ransomed themselves and perfected themselves and placed their ego aside for the greater causes and the greater truths. Gee whiz, it's time to do it right now. This is a calling and it is a beautiful blessing. For those of you who sow into this, who actually pay forward like Nadia is doing, into this, the blessings and the investments that you're making are going to be multiplied many, many, many times, because that is the power of this whole project. So I want to talk about a couple other things, and that kind of like is my commentary on those who are concerned about money and ego. You know, we've had a couple dropouts too, and I think it's a source of commentary on people who call themselves spiritual. And Nadia, I know you've experienced this firsthand, and sadly, so have I. And, you know, those folks who consider themselves spiritual and those in the New Age, you know, I've seen so many of those folks also with their hands out for pay. I've seen so many of those people saying, well, I'm really too busy to hear the call of God. I'm really too busy to take advice from Dr. Leonard Horowitz because there's too much been said or done about him that kind of like detracts from what he's saying. So they make it about me instead of about them and about the planet, you know. So, but, you know, this is part of this learning lesson. Not everybody's going to be saved. Not everybody is going to be going through the final last tests right now that we're going through and having to come to terms with how we have to let go of some people. And actually, for me, it's been helpful that for me to develop a higher level of discrimination and discernment about who I invite into this project and who I invite into my life, as friends or business partners even. Because essentially the family is very clear who they are. And they're not in dissonance. And for us to be engaged in dissonance in relationships or disappointment even, where people say one thing and do something else, people that we have had have committed to being engaged with Live H2O suddenly disappear and they take a whole venue down with them. Gee whiz, that's a challenge, you know, and it's an interesting process by which I have learned more than ever detachment. I am absolutely certain that this whole service that we're rendering is by divine design, by divine calling, and I'm very, very clear that we're going to be blessed fully as a result of it. But the process for me as an ego, where I have to literally, like you were talking about, not get too high when things happen. You know, if tomorrow I was called by a profound high-level celebrity that says that they're going to come on board with Live H2O, you know what my response would be? It would be simply a big smile on my face, a warm-hearted, fuzzy feeling, and saying, thank you very much for doing the right thing. Who can you get? Who else can you get in your circle of friends and family and high-level professional celebrities and performers? Because it's your job as well as mine. I won't get high from it. I'm not going to get excited about it. I'm going to simply say thank you for joining the greatest historic concert in history. And so I'm not going to get excited anymore about things when things go our way. I'm not going to get disappointed either when these people who call themselves spiritualists or Christians or Jews or New Agers, you know, don't follow the truth and don't really hold up to the request for service that the Creator is rendering here. I want to finally complete tonight's program, Nadia, with a little discussion about what we had talked about. Faith. You mentioned that you have it. Can you tell us a little bit about what gives you that faith and where in your body and in your being that faith is, so that we can maybe share with others that may have an increase in faith?
Well, it's kind of like a inner feeling, inner knowing. And I believe it's together with the love and joy and passion right in your heart. Because once you involve brain, it's going to take you different places. And you start being logical and start doubting, you know, what you're doing. And it's the ego. So faith is the inner knowing and feeling, and it's something that guides me right now that I follow, because that was my vision, and that's what I follow, and that's faith, knowing that this is gonna, you know, believing that this is what's gonna happen, that God, it's God's project, and God is going to take care of me, and I just, like, have to let go. I cannot live in the fear if, you know, I can feed my kid tomorrow or not, because I dropped everything. I just have to trust and have faith that God called me to do this, and God is going to take care of me, and everything is going to be good, because the opportunity that's going to open for me and is opening for me every day, it just proves that it's right. Just based on the people I met and the doors that already opened for me, just because I give, it's not unnoticed. People see it and they just, like, appreciate you, and they want to be with you and work with you, and they want to offer something back for the service you are giving to others. So
yeah,
it works.
It is. Let me just finish the show tonight. First of all, let me say thank you so much for joining us, Nadia. Again,
please
join us any week. We've got a couple minutes left. I'm going to close the show by sharing with you folks what Nadia just talked about with regard to faith is the key that opens everything up. I'm telling you, I wish I had more time to share with you. But really, the key to have miracles happen in your life is that somewhere in your heart there's an energy frequency of faith, of divinity. That's love. It's basically the love-joy connection that opens the doors. And the reason for that, it's part of the arc of the covenant. Covenant is a contract. We now have the evidence to prove, and I would ask you to go to, again, that website, love528.com, to get more information on this. Go to healthyworldsolutions.com. Read up about the Ark of the Covenant. We'll have many, many more revelations coming up about the Ark of the Covenant in the coming programs. But I can tell you the bottom line is that the Ark of the Covenant contract is about a 528 hertz frequency. That's love, joy, and that is open. The key to unlock that fully is faith. That's what engages you in the Creator. That's what makes your life miraculous. I've got to finish the show. I want to thank again BBSRadio.com for hosting tonight's Inside Hour. I want to thank HealthyWorldStore.com for the sustenance. Folks, if you've got any infectious disease, check out OxySilver.com. Get into the affiliate cooperative program. You can buy for 40% discount by the case, and you can also, as an affiliate, you can earn up to 40%. This is a cooperative. We're spreading not only the truth, but also the wonderful products that can free us from infectious diseases. What a wonderful thing it would be not to have fear about the avian flu coming to get you. So that's what OxySilver.com is all about. Also, LiquidDentist.net. Check out LiquidDentist.net and see how we can now reverse tooth decay even. Magnificent. Incredible revelations, incredible new products, the sustaining items, everything that we need to not only rejuvenate ourselves, but also our magnificent gem of a planet is available right here, right now. LiveH2O.org. Don't forget to put it down on your schedule. And if you want to continue to support this broadcast and our work, go to HealthyWorldStore.com or call toll-free 888-508-4787. That's toll-free 888-508-4787. And I love you. See you next week. Bye for now.